This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, March 24th, 2008. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, what can you say when your child dies? Early in March, the National Book Critics Circle handed out its annual awards. Juno Diaz won for fiction, Edwige Danticat for autobiography, and for poetry, the winner was Mary Jo Bang. Today we're going to hear Mary Jo Bang read a few poems from Elegy, the book that won her the prize. Critic Marjorie Perloff says Elegy is wholly absorbing, avoiding all self-pity, fake comfort, sentimentality, or finger-pointing. Bang's terse, oblique poems anatomize grief, guilt, and mourning in pitiless detail. Elegy is Mary Jo Bang's fifth collection, and the poems track a year of sorrow following the death of her son. One poem, February Elegy, takes place around Valentine's Day, when the speaker in the poem sees a Valentine's Day card.
And on the card, there's a circus tent, and there's a girl in red sequins who's selling kisses. And that reminds the speaker of the person who's gone, and she contrasts the February that one knows, which is the cold, barren February, with the warmth that was there when the beloved was present.
Here's Mary Jo Bang reading February Elegy.
This bald year, frozen now in February, this cold day winging over the ugly, imperfect horizon line, so often a teeth line of 10 buildings, a red flag flapping in the wind, an orange curtain is noon. It all hurts her eyes. This curtain is so bright. Here is what is noticeably true, sight. The face that looks back from the side of the butter knife. A torn bread awkwardness. The mind makes its daily pilgrimage through riffraff moments. Then, back into the caprice case to dream in a circle, a pony goes round. The circle's association, there's a center to almost everything, but never any certainty. Nothing is more malleable than a moment. We were, only yesterday, breathing in a sea. Some summer sun asked us over, and over we went. The sand was hot. We were only yesterday, tender-hearted, waiting to be something, a spring. And then someone says, "Sit down. We have a heart for you to forget, a mind to suffer with." So, experience. So, the circus tent. You over there, you be the girl in red sequins on the front of a card selling love. You over there in black satin, you be the maiden's Mr. Death.
February Elegy by Mary Jo Bang. Another poem in the book is called Untitled. It's a name you see more often in art museums than in a book of poems. I'm never sure that if it means that the work has no name or if its name is untitled. In any case, Mary Jo Bang is very clear about what she's up to with that title.
I don't think there's much to say about a poem that's called Untitled, except that the poet has refused to place anything in that place of privilege above the poem. And basically what that indicates is that everything is in the poem. There is nothing else to say other than what's in the poem itself.
Here's Mary Jo Bang reading Untitled.
The story is written. The slip of a girl is loosed, and her life folds over. Against the cold, the waiting for the what will happen. The next, wonderful, awful. The blonde in a chemical bath. The story keeps on being written as a woman who waits for never to happen, as an empty wall waits for light to form a bridge, and under it a mass of open eyes waiting for the awful eventual. Now, and yes is what is said. Then here it is, the box we live in, where the crazy face of the day looks back at the closed eye of the night looking in. A boy of 4 comes in as an example of where the door of life is left open for a moment. Time tumbles, hour after hour, until it's morning again. Some glass is for looking through, some is for seeing back, Every outline is a cage, one way or another.
Right before we heard Untitled, Mary Jo Banks said that there was nothing else to say other than what's in the poem itself. But it's hard to resist taking out my mental pencil and underlining a few of the more striking phrases here. About halfway through the poem, the speaker seems to merge a coffin and the closed eyes of a dead person into a claustrophobic image of grief.
Then here it is, the box we live in, where the crazy face of the day looks back at the closed eye of the night looking in.
The night, or death, is blind, yet it's looking in at the speaker's distressed life, where the windows and mirrors are just walls in her mental prison.
Some glass is for looking through. Some is for seeing back. Every outline is a cage, one way or another.
Elegy by Mary Jo Bang won the National Book Critics Circle Award for Poetry this year. It's published by Grey Wolf Press. You can read a couple of poems by Mary Jo Bang on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you can also download the Poetry Magazine podcast. Please email us your thoughts about this program, where our motto is...
You should never explain a poem, but it always helps nevertheless.
Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. You can also write a review in the iTunes store. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.